This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we throw it to the Saints Radio Network. Be the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss hosting. Bobby will join Mike, and they'll have on with him Saints head coach Dennis Allen and Saints special teams coordinator, assistant head coach Darren Rizzi, and then Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870 starting at 7:30, Jets 49ers. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talking Text line, it's our Coaches Show with Tim Rebo, and it's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And, man, Timmy, for a while you had him kind of shocking the world. Just how well your football team played. You got to be proud of the effort given out there in Tiger Stadium. And I was talking to JT Saturday on our pregame show and talked about 93 young men from the state of Louisiana. Every one of them, Tim, they dreamed of playing in Tiger Stadium, got a chance to play. And, man, you guys battled hard.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for having me. I appreciate it. I am proud of the effort. And, you know, I also want to give a big shout-out to the Sea of Red that was there supporting, man. It was quite a showing. They were loud. Our players knew they were there, big support. I know that we had a lot of Colonel fans. And I think, you know, after talking to a lot of people, we might have won over some other people. We'll have a few more fans on our back. But the guys played hard. We didn't play well to start the game. We kind of fell behind and shot ourselves in the foot, but we came back and man, made it a one score game early in the third quarter. So I was proud of their effort.
Now, you know, Coach Rebo, if I'd have told you that you're going to possess the ball 7 minutes more than LSU in time of possession, if you say, "Oh yeah, Bob," Coach Rebo, I looked at my crystal ball. Y'all going to have the ball 7 minutes more in time of possession, and then when you look at what transpired. The Colonels in their first possession in the second half, Guggenheim all of a sudden took off untouched 67-yard touchdown run. Props to him, he didn't get caught. But if I'd have told you that you're beginning in the second half and it's 23-21, the only difference being, you talk about how you started the game between the two teams, that punt snap, and then all of a sudden you get a safety there, or it would be a tie game. I mean, that's something that I don't know if you went to bed Friday night and you were dreaming that. But what was in Coach Rebo's mind? It's like, damn it, we in the freaking hunt. I mean, you know, we're in the second half and it started. And we right there, and considering when all said and done, you're able to finish the night with 178 gained rushing yards. Against, the mighty state school, the top dog, LSU. And then, you know what I love more than anything? That you took him a check for $760,000.
I knew Bob would have that on top of the priority list.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, we are right there. We got to help our budget and all that. And then, LSU had to pay us to play them tough.
Well, first of all, I thought our coordinators did a great job of putting a game plan together that's, you know, you hope to think to give you a chance to stay in a game against one of the premier programs in the country, you know, a top 10 program. And I told the team this morning in our team meeting that, yeah, it was a good game plan, but you still had to go out and execute it. And I thought offensively they did a good job. And you would think that, to give yourself a chance, you got to try to possess the ball, keep it out of their hands. And even that doesn't always work at times because they could be so explosive on offense. But we kept it out of their hands. We got the ground game going. And let me just tell you something. Old number 19 is a little faster than you think when he got the ball in his hands.
Well,
Timmy, he told me he lost some weight in the offseason. because he told me, he said, Mr. Mike, I do listen to the show, and you always make that comment about your second number. And he said, I think you were right in saying maybe it was four, maybe at times it clipped five. But he said, I'm 223 right now. So he said, I lost some weight, and he said, I wanted to get quicker and faster. But you did that also without Jalen Spears in the backfield. Coach, that was impressive because of the fact that, you know, with Colin, he was splitting time with Jalen in the backfield. Or was the Southland Conference Offensive Player of the Year last year?
Yeah, that was big. You know, Jalen was nursing an injury from the week, and he was a game-time decision, and we decided to hold him out. And Colin had to bear the load. And you know, we did some things and put him back there in the Wildcat. And, you know, we had a couple other backs. Corey Warren did a good job, and Marquise Albert came in and did some things and took the pressure off of Colin a little bit. So, yeah, you know, we're trying to get Jalen back because that good 1-2 punch that we can have rolling that we had going in week one.
Now, Coach Rebo, to me it seems very similar to last season. Your upcoming opponent, I'm looking at Sacramento State. You know, they play within their backyard, San Jose State, Fresno State. They're always noted as, like you are with Incarnate Word, a possible a playoff team to represent the conference. But you better pack a lunch against Sacramento State. I mean, and you can't get discouraged because then you play in conference play. But you know how good Sacramento State is that maybe the local fans here in Louisiana aren't familiar with. But they are about as good as they get. I still say 1AA. Sacramento State, they sound like one of those Dakota schools or Montana or Montana State.
They close.
Yeah, they are. And look, good program. They are top 10 team in FCS right now. And they're big. They're probably one of the biggest FCS teams around that we played and will play. Really big across the front, very athletic. They're going to be tough. You know, they don't shy away from competition like we don't in either early in the season. But they'll be excited because they'll be playing their home opener. We got to make the trip out to California. We got to wait to see what this weather's going to do this week. Probably going to alter our plans a little bit. But, you know, coming off the performance, Bobby, we still just got to line up. We got to go be Nichols. You know, we got to be who we are and do some of the things that helped us be successful this past weekend. I did tell the guys this. We played better. We made an improvement this weekend against a better opponent. So hopefully we can make some strides and continue on the uphill climb and, you know, be ready to go when conference gets around.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coach, I thought the biggest jump from the week before at Tech, and man, Pat McQuaid, he didn't have a good game against Tech.
No, he did good against LSU.
Was he hot against LSU throwing the football? And that's the McQuaid I saw a year ago. That, you know, he's a rhythm-type passer. I don't know what happened against Tech. He was just a little off, maybe the field conditions, whatever. But I thought he really did a great job sort of handling things out on the field and throwing the football with great accuracy against LSU.
Yeah, you're right. He did. He didn't have a great the week before. We kind of talked about it, maybe tried to do too much. You know, Pat doesn't have to go out and try to win the game for us. You know, he's just got to go out and run that offense like we talk about all the time and be the distributor and get it out there. And he really was. And I thought Coach Rob gave him some good, easy throws to start it off with. The plan was to get it out of his hands. And look, I'll say it again. I thought the offensive line did a really good job against a good defensive line in protecting him. But the plan was to get it out of his hand. And our receivers made some catch. We had some guys. Quincy Brown had a really good game. And Jackson Dufresne had his first couple catches of the year, and Terry Matthews came up big, so all the receivers stepped up and contributed, and Pat was on Saturday night.
You know, when I look at it, you built three scoring drives, again, that goes to time of possession, where you had 7 minutes more than the LSU Fighting Tigers, but three scoring drives longer than 75 yards. You take out that 26-yard loss from the safety. Then, like I said earlier, you rush for 178 yards on 38 carries. But you would think, the ball got to come out. LSU then recorded a sack. They notched only, two tackles for a loss in the first half. And then, you're talking about the quarterback, you completed all nine of your pass attempts. How are you going to spread the ball around and what you're going to do? No, I thought it was unbelievable that the first time the Nichols Cardinals, you go in Tiger Stadium. And you look at it, you trail, 23-14 at halftime. Then it was 23-21 in the third quarter. You first ever visit the Tiger Stadium. Because, a lot of these kids, whether they're parents or grandparents, you kind of grow up and you know about Tiger Stadium 100 years. And that to have that opportunity to play there. And all I know is that what you represented, I can look at all the local schools. Because I look at LSU, they ran its winning streak against in-state opponents to 37 in a row. The last setback coming against, my dad said my wife couldn't come anymore. Tulane beat them back in 1982. That was in the Superdome. My dad was blaming my wife because Tulane beat them that game. Like Reginelli and all that. Reginelli's Pizza, you think. But I'm just looking at how y'all represented and all that winning streak, and I'm glad that LSU's, whether it's Nichols, whether it's McNeese, Northwestern, Southeastern, Grambling, Southern, whoever it might be, that you're helping out the in-state opponents. But I don't know if I've ever seen a university, and I give a lot of credit to you, Coach Rebo, how you represented those in-state schools going against LSU and not only getting paid, but putting up an unbelievable showing.
Yeah, I think you always want to go into those venues and try to compete. And that's one thing I thought our guys did. They competed from the first whistle to the last whistle. They knew it was a business trip. They were excited at the beginning of the game. Look, anytime you got 90 to 100,000 people, of course it's going to be exciting for them. And I'm sure a lot of these guys are going to, probably the only time they're ever going to go into a stadium like that as a player. I'm sure they're going to remember that. So I am pleased with that. And, also one of the other things is just competing and not looking at the scoreboard is what we did. And also we came out relatively healthy because, guys, we talk about that all the time. When you play those schools, you got to get out of there healthy because you got a lot more football left to play.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Always appreciate it, and best of luck to you and the Colonels this coming Saturday as they play Sacramento State.
Okay, guys. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much. That was head football coach of Nichols State, Tim Rebo, on our Coaches Show, and it's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System. Innovation for a healthy future.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.